It is here 100.9, Jimmy Nate. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, there is a new Tassie business making watermelon sugar. No, watermelon seed bars. It's called Seed Stations.
If the theme song, like the ad, isn't watermelon seed bars, watermelon seed bars.
Please welcome from this new Tassie business making watermelon seed bars, Rachel.
Hi, guys.
Rachel, thanks for joining us. Are you a Harry Styles fan?
No, but I did, when I saw he was releasing watermelon sugar, I did try and tag him in Twitter, but he just ignored me, you know.
I hate it when he does that.
How rude.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll text him and make sure he replies to you, hey?
Yeah, we always message.
Yeah, because I thought he was singing about the wrong thing. I thought he got the words wrong.
Rachel, can I keep the round of applause going? Because you've been nominated for a Startup of the Year at the Food and Beverage Industry Awards. This is huge.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it is huge.
So tell us, how did you get? Do they come to you? How does it work, and what does it mean?
I didn't know anything about it until I got an email saying I was a finalist. So I don't know. I still to this day do not know who nominated us or how it happened. But it's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. It's absolutely wonderful.
It's probably Harry Styles. He probably saw that tweet.
Yeah.
I've made a huge mistake. I've called the song the wrong name.
Yeah, probably was him. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
So I just got an email out of the blue saying we're a finalist. And initially I replied to the guy that had emailed and said, are you sure you got the right business? Because I don't know anything about this.
Wow. That is, so what happened? So obviously you've been nominated. The winners are announced, yeah. I believe, what, late August? Do you know how it works? Like obviously you can't, I mean, because of COVID, I'm assuming you can't really travel and go elsewhere with it. But do you know what you get or what? How the finalists and winners are decided?
I think we just get like the kudos.
Yeah, of course.
But then you go into the draw to be the best of like all the different categories that they have. And if you get through that, then you win prizes, you know. So
can I ask
mentoring sort of prizes and that sort of thing.
Rachel, can I ask, it's very exciting, but I still don't know what is a watermelon seed bar. Can you explain what it is?
Oh, my goodness, they're so fabulous. I only discovered them late last year, watermelon seeds, that is.
Yeah.
So
watermelon seeds from a watermelon. With what? Yeah. How does it work? What is it? Are they nutritious? I've never had a watermelon seed. I usually spit them out when I'm eating the watermelon.
I know. Yeah. Well, everybody does because everybody's grandmother tells them, you know, you'll grow a watermelon in your belly.
Yeah. It's not true. So, what do you mean?
Not true at all. they're highly nutritious. So the watermelon seeds are sprouted. So they get there's a black husk on them. So that black husk comes off them. And they're full of goodness. Like they're high in protein, fiber, magnesium, which we all need. They're just like a powerhouse. They're so nutritious, and more to the point, they're really yummy. I've got a real sweet tooth, so they you know, works for me.
So they're like a superfood, is what you're saying then, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So what else
I only discovered them because they were listed on some American website as a superfood for 2020, and I was like, I've never heard of eating those. So I had to hunt down where to get them from and it took ages to find where to get them from. But anyway.
Watermelons.
Without making my husband eat loads of watermelons. Yeah.
No, tell everyone that's what happens because that's a great story.
Rachel, some of the flavours I'm looking at. So you've got original pumpkin spice, apple pie, banana and cinnamon. This is amazing. Tell us about the banana and cinnamon one because this one just looks and sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you love cinnamon, you'll love it. Yeah. So I get all the fruits I get from Forager Food Company, actually, here in Tassie. So they're freeze-dried, so real fruit. And then it's the watermelon seed bars with pieces of banana and some cinnamon run through it. And it's just, just lush.
I tell you what, Rachel, you can sell it. You've absolutely sold it to me.
I've never had one, but all I want to do is put one in my mouth right now.
The way you're describing it to us is absolutely sold it. We've got to make sure we go and get one. So Seed Stations, that's what the business is called, yeah?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay,
so we were originally called something else, but we've done loads of work rebranding our business. We're part of the accelerator scheme here,
okay.
Seed Lab. So they've helped us loads. They've given us loads of coaching and mentoring and helped me get the right name and that sort of thing. So it's fantastic.
Well, best of luck getting Harry Styles as an official ambassador of your watermelon seeds.
And best of luck to you. Best of luck to your husband eating all those watermelons. So.
Rachel, we do appreciate your time. Of course, Seed Station's making watermelon seed bars. This is awesome. The new superfood for 2020. Rachel, we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.